Tanya for the sixth day of Sivan, for Vav Sivan, Tammuz, for Vav Tammuz, is on page 332, towards the bottom of the page. The Alter Rebbe is explaining how the Midos that God has are completely united with Him. They are one with Him. And as the light of the sun in the sun is completely one with the sun and doesn't have a name or a title of its own, the same is true with the attributes that they are within God and one with God and don't have their own title or their own properties. It's only towards and relative to the created being that they take on specific description and specific meaning. Now, the Alter Rebbe gives a moshul. Al derech moshul, six lines from the bottom. Al derech moshul, v'yeim rishon m'sheishis imei bereishis, on the first day of the 6 days of creation, niglis midas ha-chesed, the attribute of chesed was revealed. Klula mikol mideis ha-gdeishis, and in this chesed, there is the presence. Chesed contains all the other divine attributes. And God's will, wisdom, bina, and das are all clothed in this chesed. Because it's chesed comes from seichel, and seichel comes from yatzon. And therefore he created, because this is the attribute of chesed, he therefore created the existence of light through the statement, through the utterance of Yehi Eish. Shehi b'chinas hispashtus v'hamshochas e'lanu mailo. Chesed creates light because chesed is an expansion and an expression that comes from above downward, and so is light also a matter of expansion. An expression, the hispashtus be'elam seifa elamat seifa, and the light spread and influenced the entire world from one end to the other. Shehi bechinas midas chesed, which is the characteristics of the attribute of chesed. Chesed gives abundantly, endlessly. But because there's an element of gevura in this chesed as well, along with all the other attributes that are contained within chesed, there's also an element of gevura. That's why it was not as metaphysical, as spiritual, as the divine light. The gam nislabish be'elam hazeh, and it also is clothed in the physical world. It takes on the limits of the physical world. Shu b'chinas gvul v'tachlis, which makes it finite. Shu mehalich tov kopshano meharis l'rakia u'mizrach l'mayriv. The world is finite in its size, in its dimension. From earth to heaven is 500 years. From east to west is 500 years. Chayin b'yem sheini niglis midas gvuda klula mishar midei sedetzene, etc. And on the second day of creation, God revealed the attribute of gvuda. And in the gvuda, there is contained all the other attributes, including chesed. Ubora boharakia b'mayme yehirakia b'techamayim v'himavdu b'mayim l'mayim. And with the attribute of gvuda came the separation between heaven and earth, and the separating of the waters. Shehi b'chinas tzimtzum u'gvureis, separation is basically an aspect of tzimtzum, which comes from the attribute of gvura. Lahalim mayim ho'yenim haruchnim mimayim hatachtenim, and not only does it divide and separate, but it also conceals. The higher waters are concealed from the lower waters, and through this the lower waters become more crass. By being separated from the higher waters. But midas chesed klulo bo, there's an element of chesed in the gvura. Ki olam chesed yibane, because the act of building, of creating the world, even as it is being created in finite, limited form, but the essential act of creation is an act of chesed. Shehakel kedei shetzirah hayabosho, since the intention is in the separation, that the dry land should be visible. V'odom oleho, lavid Hashem, and man is placed on the dry earth in order to serve God, so in the end, the separation is with the intention of chesed, with a purpose of chesed. V'chein kulon, and so it was with all the six attributes, each one of them creates a condition, a creation that is similar to itself. Chesed creates light, Gvura creates separation, and so on. With all the attributes. B'zesh omer Eliyahu, b'tikunim, and this is what Eliyahu says in Tikunim, quoted earlier, Tikunim Shom, that it's la'achazo, God created the world, so that we should see eiches nahig alma b'tzedek u'mishpat, to show how the world is conducted with tzedek and mishpat. Tzedek ihu din, tzedek is gvura, mishpat ihu rachami, and mishpat is compassion, etc. And kulo l'achazo eiches nahig alma, and all of this is in order to show how the world is conducted. In other words, this distinction between chesed and gvura, between tzedek and mishpat, is only in relation to the created world, to show to the world what tzedek and mishpat are. Avalav di is loch tzedek yediya, but not that you, God, have a known tzedek, a knowable tzedek, the ihudin, which is gvura. So not that in God there is gvura. God is not composed of his attributes. V'lei mishpat yediya, and you don't have a known mishpat or a known compassion, the ihudachame. V'lav mikol inein mideis klal, and God is not of any of these attributes at all. We refer to them and we describe them as specific attributes only when they start producing in this world those things that have the properties of tzedek and mishpat and so on. But in God, the attributes are all one with him, and therefore indistinguishable from him himself. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the 6th of Tammuz, the Rebbe says that HaMitzvahs Nimshoches Al Yedei HaMakif Shebemitzvahs Atzman. Bringing down a mitzvah, revealing the mitzvah, comes through the makif of the mitzvah, the all-encompassing aspect of the mitzvah. For example, mitzvah tzedakah, al derech mashal, he mitzvah kelelis. The mitzvah of tzedakah represents all mitzvahs. Asher kol ha-mitzvahs nikrois b'shem tzedakah. And that's why all mitzvahs are referred to as tzedakah. To do tzedakah means to do all mitzvahs. U'mahay taima nochim b'me'id, and for this reason, it is very appropriate, lo seis kedem kol mitzvah pruta l'tzedakah, to give a coin to tzedakah before the performance of every mitzvah. Shehu, by doing this, is hamshochas hamakiv b'pnimi. He's bringing together the all-encompassing aspect of the mitzvah, represented by tzedakah, which is an encompassing mitzvah, and connecting it to the particular mitzvah, to the pnimi that he's about to perform. U'mikol mokim havemakiv hakoriv. But tzedakah, although it is an encompassing mitzvah, but it is close to the mitzvah itself, because tzedakah is itself a mitzvah. Mashein kein teira shehim makif hazochik. Whereas teira, the study of teira, is a more distant and more encompassing mitzvah, because all mitzvahs come from teira. And teira itself, besides the mitzvah of learning teira, Torah itself is bigger than all mitzvahs, is greater than mitzvah. So it is considered the more distant makif, the greater encompassing And therefore its effect is even higher.